I want to know where January went. I mean, I'm still riding around with a couple dozen duck decoys, a portable blind, and all my other gear in the back of the Durango. I guess I'm just not ready for hunting season to be over already. So if you're in mourning too, I know how you feel. We can talk about that later. But it's a beautiful day outside, and I'd like to welcome you to another Saturday on Woods and Water, South Carolina. My name is Roger Metz, and we have a great show today. You can listen right there on your radio dial at 94.5, online at conservativetalk945.com. Just click on the Listen Live link on the right side of the page. You can also see more about this show on Facebook at facebook.com/woodsandwatersc. Don't forget to hit the like button when you're there. Tag your pictures on Instagram at #WoodsAndWatersSCRadio, and you can see more and listen to the weekly podcast on the website, woodsandwatersc.com. If the alarms on his mobile phone work, we'll be talking to Casey Ashley during the next segment. Saw Casey at the boat show last weekend, like many of you probably did, and we caught up on things since the last time we talked at the FLW Cup down in Columbia. He had some interesting thoughts about Hartwell and the Classic, so hopefully we worked out a time for him to call the show. No, he's got a busy schedule like everybody else. I've also got a couple of guests with me in the studio today, Mr. Glenn Findlay and Mr. Dodd Wood. Guys, glad to have y'all
here with me today. Glad to be here.
These guys put together the upcoming Meet the Elites banquet at the Anderson Convention Center on Monday, March 16th. Tickets, they're ready, right?
That's right.
Tickets are $10. You must have a ticket to get in, and you got to get that ticket by March the 9th. So Glenn knows exactly how many people are coming to dinner.
February 9th.
I got March 9th. That's not good. February the 9th. Tickets available at Grady's Great Outdoors, or you can go to the Anderson County Meals on Wheels website. That's www.acmow.org. The Meet the Elite spot is on the right side of the page, just under the picture. Now, if you listened last week or saw the post on Facebook, Mary Roberts sent me some tickets to the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition. So if you want to spend Valentine's Day weekend in Charleston and be a part of all the downtown events, I've got 2 3-day passes for the first caller at 877-235-9405. That's a pair of weekend passes to SeaWee on February the 13th through the 15th. Number to call, 877-235-9405. If you don't get this pair, I've got another pair to give away later in the show. You can also buy tickets online and get a 15% price break by using the promo code WoodsAndWaterSC. Early ticket sales end on February the 2nd, so just a few more days to take advantage of that offer. So is all your hunting gear still laying around in a pile around your house, or is it still in your truck? I talked just for a minute last week about an idea I had about recycling hunting gear, and we worked out some details this last week. If you have gently used hunting gear, clothes, boots, hats, or anything else that you have either outgrown, want to replace next year, or just don't use anymore, I want it. If you've listened to this show for very long, you know that Woods and Water has a very close relationship with the Department of Natural Resources Take One, Make One program. I have a friend who's doing this in Ohio, and gave me kind of the idea we could do it right here in South Carolina. So I talked to Eddie Montz with Tomo, then I went to the station about a collection bin in the lobby. Both really liked the idea, so here it is. There is a mid-sized galvanized, now we won't call it a trash can because I don't want your trash, but let's just call it a collection can out in the lobby of the station. The station is 94.5 WGTK here in Greenville, and it's located at 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard. That's right across the street from IHOP, just up the road from Henry Smokehouse and a little bit past Bob Jones University. If you have any hunting gear you're going to get rid of, then I want you to drop it off here, and I will get it to Eddie, where he'll use it for the Tomo program. If you don't know, Tomo takes kids who don't have a way to hunt. Either their parents don't hunt or they've got no place to hunt, and gets them out in the field. They teach gun and hunting safety, ethics, and always have more kids than they have room, and this is just one way we can help that program. They also invite parents or guardians to go along with the kids on these hunts, which is why we need adult clothes and gear too. I guess if you can't make it by the station because you live in Rock Hill, Columbia, or Edgefield, then maybe take it to your local hunting or fishing store and ask them if they would hold it until we can get someone to come pick it up. If we overwhelm Eddie with stuff, then we'll find someone else who can use it. I promise we will not sell anything you drop off, but please don't bring things ready for the trash can. If you want to contact me or your local store needs to tell me about a pickup, my email is roger@woodsandwatersc.com. I don't know what the response will be, but anything will be greatly appreciated and put to use next season. I know Taylor has outgrown some of her hunting clothes, so I made the first deposit in the can today. And let's see what's on the calendar for this week. North Island hog hunts with dogs to remove destructive feral hogs. The DNR will continue efforts to remove and eliminate feral hogs from North Island and Georgetown County by scheduling 3 hog hunts with dogs. Jamie Dozer, wildlife biologist with the DNR, says feral hogs have continued to cause destruction to the landscape, native plants, jeopardize nesting success of ground nesting birds and sea turtles, and generally just cause a lot of havoc along the island. So these hunts are part of an overall hog removal project on the Total Yawkey Wildlife Center. It's going to be 3 hunts with dogs, North Island only. They're going to be Thursday through Saturday, and the dates February 12th through the 14th, 19th through the 21st, and 26th to the 28th from sunrise to sunset only. Now, North Island is only accessible by boat across Winya Bay. It's 1,400 acres of uplands, 1,700 acres of marsh, so it's going to be a strenuous hunt. You can go to the DNR website, get more details if you're interested in doing that. If you're going to Siwi, you might want to check out the East Cooper Ducks Unlimited. They're having their banquet on Friday night. That's Friday the 13th. It's the East Cooper Oyster Roast. It says, join East Cooper Ducks Unlimited for an 18th annual Oyster Roast and Low Country Cookout on Friday, February 13th at Charleston Visitor Center. This DU chapter has been one of the best rated DU chapters since 2003. Ticket includes an all-you-can-eat oyster roast, lunch country cookout, your DU membership for 2015, and the opportunity to participate in the finest auction and raffles of any DU event in the country. So that's a good one. If you're going to be in Charleston at Siwi, might as well work in an oyster roast while you're down there. Frontier Encampment. This is happening over at Coney Station State Historic Site. This is travel back to time to the years immediately following the Revolution when Oconee Station was a frontier outpost. This is going to be February 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's free with a Park Passport Plus. And if you don't know what a Park Passport Plus is, go to the state parks, look it up. It's a deal if you plan to visit state parks in South Carolina. Mark your calendars. You know, we just got through with one boat show. Glenn, you spent a lot of time out there on that forward, didn't you?
Sure did. It was fun.
It was fun.
A lot of fun.
I'm amazed how much the price of boats are these days, though.
Yeah, they've gone up a lot. My house costs less than the new boats.
Per square footage?
Yeah.
But we got another one up here. We got the Columbia Boat Show. It takes place at the State Fairgrounds, Friday the 13th through Sunday the 15th. Open to the public, $8 admission. Free admission for kids 12 and under. Parking is $2. You know one thing that struck me about the boat show?
What's that?
A lot of people buying boats.
A lot of people buying boats.
I read an article that 2015 that we're going to see a major uptick in boat sales in the U.S.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the economy supposedly has picked up.
Supposedly. Are you seeing it under your housing contractor?
Yes, I am. It's not tremendous, but it's picked up a good bit.
Okay. Dodd, yeah. You're an insulation contractor. How about you?
Yeah, we've noticed an upturn in construction, basically, over the last, I'm going to say, 18 months.
Yeah.
We've gotten quite a bit busier, but it's considering how far off we dropped, we still need a long
still
way to go.
Long way to go.
You know, small steps is what we need anyway.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's going to be a good year for boats. Not at my house. I got one. I don't want another one. My wife just sighed.
Well, we'd love to sell one, too. We got one for sale this very moment. So.
Oh, really? One of the ones you won?
That's right. We have one sitting right now that we won last year. We'd love to make a good deal on somebody.
We'll get into that later on. These guys are big redfish fishermen, so not only will we talk about meet the elites, but we're going to talk some red fishing too. So Valentine's Day weekend, show birds some love on Valentine's weekend. Join the Great Backyard Bird Count. This is a national, international effort. Anyone in the world can count birds at any location for at least 15 minutes on one or more days of the count and enter their sightings at www.birdcount.org. All this information gathered, tens of thousands of volunteers help track changes in bird populations on a massive scale. You know, we talked at Christmas about buying a set of binoculars and putting them in the house. If you didn't want to get one for Christmas, maybe now's the time to go buy your binoculars, bird ID book, participate, have some fun watching some birds. There's the music. We'll be on after the break. Hopefully Casey will be here. If not, we'll just get into Meet the Elites. See you on the other side. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Got a couple more things for the calendar this week. Got an email from the Quality Deer Management Association this week inviting pretty much anyone to a seminar over at Cabela's. Says, you're invited Foothills and Lakelands Branches Food Plot Seminar. Says, join other like-minded deer hunters in your area and have fun working together to grow quality deer management knowledge in your community. Your support further helps further QDMA's mission to ensure the future of white-tailed deer, wildlife habitat, and our hunting heritage. Says Ron Fleming of Wings and Antlers Wildlife Service will be presenting on proper planning, installation, planting, and maintenance of successful wildlife plots. Date, Tuesday, February the 17th, 6 to 8 p.m. here at Cabela's in Greenville. Your contact is John Stillwell, 864-414-1879. And John is the chapter president for Foothills. So put that down on your calendar. That would be a good one. You know, you plan all this stuff for the whitetails, but pretty much everything out there will benefit from food plots. And this was a really cool one I saw. Coastal Expeditions, Bull's Island. It's down the island and back again, a Bull's Island hike, benefiting the Loggerhead Sea Turtle Program and Cape Romaine National Wildlife Refuge. Get ready. It's a 12-mile hike on Bull's Bay, on Bull's Island, led by Bob Rayner, author of Exploring Bull Island. You explore the coastline, the Boneyard Beach, maritime forest, and freshwater impoundments. You're going to see dolphins, alligators, and a myriad of birds. Learn about the natural and human history of the island and refuge. All proceeds benefit the turtle program at Cape Romaine National Wildlife Refuge. That's going to be Saturday, February the 21st, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., $40 a person. And you're going to depart from Garris Landing in Awandaw, South Carolina. Sounds like a really neat thing. They got a little map here, and you're pretty much going to walk the entire island, which is a haul around Bull Island. But anyway, should be a good one. I'm actually going to be, well, I won't be on Bull, I'll be on bear snipe hunting here in another week or so. So I'll get in my share of coastal marsh walking too. As always with the calendar events, I'll put those on the website. I got the event, date, location, and the website link for each one of them. But like always, please check these events a few days before you plan to go just to make sure there haven't been any last-minute changes. Now, we're going to talk about the elite, the Meet the Elites and the Classic and fishing and all. So let's just get this out here since we're just finished up the calendar. You know, the Bassmasters Classic is coming to Lake Hartwell. It's going to be February 20th through the 22nd. Look, you don't have to be gung-ho about bass fishing to enjoy this thing. I mean, just show up at, you know, the launches are every morning at 7:15 down at Green Pond Landing. You know, it's kind of exciting watching those guys hang around, talk to them, you know, watch them launch out there. I got the list of who's going first, who's going last on the first day. It'll reverse that on the second day. In fact, Randy Howell will be going out first.
Really?
Yeah, the previous winner gets first place.
Okay.
I think it's first. He's either first or second. But I know the winner is up front, which means he goes out practically last the next day.
That's right.
But, you know, you don't have to know anything about it. Just go out there and have fun. Friday to Sunday, take off 7:15. They're going to be given on-the-water boat demo rides at the launch from Mercury, Nitro, Skeeter, and Triton, and Yamaha. That's Friday to Sunday, too. You're going to have the Classic Outdoors Expo up here in Greenville. You know, you got weigh-ins at the Bon Secours Arena. The doors will open at 3 o'clock each day. Those first guys come out about 3. It'll probably take them, what, 4:30 before they hit the arena?
Yeah, it'll probably take an hour, hour and a half.
You have to get there.
You better get there early because last year, well, 6 years ago when they were here, there's a line out in the streets to get inside.
Well, that's good. Hopefully I'm going to be inside the arena doing a live weigh-in, so everybody have to come by me to get in. But you really, these guys, you know, in the expo, there's going to be stuff for kids. They're going to be giving away a little. I always got giveaways. You know, meet legendary pros. Learn about bass. You know, you never know when the bass fishing bug is going to bite you, and you don't have to start off with a $75,000 Ranger boat to bass fish. I mean, you can start out in a canoe, kayak. Kayak's a big thing right now.
That's right.
But I just, you know, having been at the FLW Cup last summer, and I took my family. My family is not a bass fishing family by any stretch of the imagination. My girls had a ball. You know, we were down there and everything going on, the weigh-ins, the excitement, it will. You will have a good time. I can promise you that, as long as it's not 30 degrees and raining. You can't control that. You just do the best you can. So anyway, get that on your calendar. It's something I think you ought to do as a family. It'd be a good thing. Now, we've got, like I said, we've got Glenn Finley and Dodd. Appreciate having both of you in here today. And you got an event going on, and if you've listened to 94.5 this week, you've heard the ad, and it's going to be ramped up. You're going to hear it more next week from Randy Howell. Now, Randy's the 2014 Bassmaster Classic champion. He recorded a little 30-second ad for these guys talking about the Meet the Elites. And that's what we're going to do right here today. We're going to try to generate some interest in this. It's a good thing. It's for a good cause. They've got great people going to be there. But it all started off last year with a wild game supper, essentially.
That's right, it did.
And I talked to my buddy Fat Matt Lusk, who y'all know. And boy, did y'all get any of his seafood, his Brunswick stew
last week? Sure did.
You got some?
It's great.
Boy, that stuff was good, wasn't it?
It was good.
I've gone through 3 pints in a week.
Really?
I have eaten the fire out of the stuff. I didn't want to freeze it. I mean, he told me I could freeze it.
Right.
And unthaw it later on. But it was just so good up front. I said, there's no reason to freeze this stuff at all. It's going to get gone this week.
Matt can cook.
He's great. He can cook. And he's talking about doing chili next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He mentioned something about chili.
You don't want to miss that.
That's you don't want to miss that.
That's good.
Matt was actually in here. I do a fifth Saturday cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
And November I did chili. And I Googled South Carolina chili, and chili cook-off came up. And Matt ended up in here for a whole day talking about chili. And boy, I tell you, I walked out of here and my mouth was both burning and water at the same time. So he can cook. But you, how did it go last year? Wild game supper.
Went great. We had 300 plus people at the church.
Okay.
It was FLW pros.
Okay.
Came and it was real good. Real good. Matt cooked the barbecue.
Yes, what he said.
Yep. Had a great time. Had a few vendors.
Yeah.
But it was real good.
I asked Matt if he was going to cook for this one. He said, no, thank you.
Yeah, this is probably just a little bit bigger than Matt can handle is what we're hoping for.
Yeah. He said he could go 400.
Yeah.
He said, anything over that, I might be out of my league.
Yeah. We're hoping 1,000 or more at our event.
Well, we're going to try to get that for you.
Oh, yeah.
After last year's event, you got approached by somebody with a name, if anybody's kept up with Bassmasters, a name that'll kind of ring a little familiar here. Who was it?
It's Alton Jones. He's a good friend of mine. He called me so excited that the Classic was coming back here.
Yep.
And then he didn't make the cut.
Ah.
So he was very disappointed. He didn't want to talk to me.
I remember being out on the lake in 2008 when he did that. And I was talking to you guys before about this. But we were at Portman Shoals waiting to pull out. All the pros were around and everything. We were just sitting there. I got a picture of Alton sitting in his boat. And he's just got this kind of far-off look in his eyes. And that was Sunday afternoon, so he'd already won. He didn't know for sure. And I often look at that picture and go, I wonder what he was thinking right then. But you were telling me he probably knew he'd already had it in the bag, didn't he?
Probably right after that.
Yeah. Right after that.
By the time I got to Greenville.
He knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But Alton contacted you, wanted to have a big do. He didn't make it.
Right.
But y'all took it and ran with it, and you kind of took it on the big stage. When I found out about this thing through Neil Paul down at Visit Anderson,
right.
He said, yeah, they've rented out the Anderson Center, Convention Center.
Right. Last April, we rented it out.
Way back then.
Yep.
Yeah, we had ambitious hopes for this one. Like I said, we had the turnout last year on a limited scale with FLW.
Right.
We were happy with the success and outcome of that. But when Bassmasters announced they were coming, and we spoke with Alton and a few of the other guys, we decided this would be an opportunity to really do something big for Anderson, for the community, and for the price. For $10, you get a barbecue dinner from Creekside,
yep.
And you get seminars. You get they're all each one's going to speak, give a little talk, and just the accessibility you have of the pros are all so approachable anyway.
Yep.
But, for $10, you get a meal and can listen to people on the top of their field. And you can't do that just everywhere.
That's right.
And we're going to give everybody the opportunity to do that in Anderson. So we were just so happy to have the opportunity and really want to get it filled up, because all the proceeds, all of them go to Meals on Wheels of Anderson County.
Yep.
And that's a wonderful organization, and they do a great job. We're just glad to be able to help out.
And, boy, I tell you, the church down there in Belton really does a lot for Anderson County Meals on Wheels, because Chili Cook-Off, they're the beneficiary.
Right.
St. Nick's Chili Cook-Off, they're the beneficiary. So you like to see you guys getting involved, and y'all kind of took this to a y'all took a step here. Alton had, now, we talked about it just briefly, but you're going to, you know, Alton was in on the beginning of this, and, man, I hope he's here this year. I'd love to meet him. And but you got somebody on board from the very beginning that's a real headliner, and that's Randy Howell.
That's right.
And, you know, Randy called up and did the little 30-second ad for you guys and all, and you've worked hard. What's he like?
Just a common guy. Common guy that fishes and hunts, you know, outdoor person.
And most of these guys are.
Yeah.
If you enjoy hunting and fishing, that's typically, you know, they're just really good at what they're doing. We all like to do it, but these guys are really a lot like us, not that much different. They're just excellent at what they do, and that's why it's, these guys are, you know, such a good event like this, because they're just so easy going and just, you know, easy to talk to, easy to approach.
Yeah, I know when he sent me the ad so I could get it here to the engineer and get it cleaned up, he was just as nice on the phone. I never met the man before in my life. Never talked to him.
Yep.
You put me in touch with him. We just kind of hit it off and took it off from there, and just as nice as he could be. And that's what I'm finding out with a lot of these guys. That's just, they're just as good as the day is long.
Yeah, most of them are. They're very professional.
Yep. Who else is going to be here? We got Randy now. I know Randy's going to give a talk and all. Who else is going to be in on this thing?
Paul Elias.
Okay, that's a name who's been around for a long time.
Paul's been around a long time.
He has.
And Edwin Evers.
Okay, know about Edwin.
And Andy Montgomery, he's kind of a local guy.
Yeah, he's from up in Blacksburg, right?
That's right.
Yep, Blacksburg.
And Ott Defoe.
Yeah, Ott.
But it's probably going to be another four or five that's going to come that's just going to hang out or do some little mini seminars.
Yeah.
These four would do the primary speaking.
Okay.
But we'll have several others. Some of them will probably do just a seminar that won't speak.
Okay.
So you can ask, get in the room and ask them about, if you want to ask about hunting or fishing or how they can pitch a jig 20 foot under a rope, you know?
I don't understand how they do that.
I know it.
It's a talent.
I get hung up every time I try. I think I'm doing it right and just get hung up and lose another $6 jig.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it for me. I'll stick with fishing open water.
That's right.
It's a lot more cost effective in my position. Well, there's the music coming in. We've got some more. We're going to talk about the Meet the Elites. And then these two guys right here actually fish the IFA Redfish Circuit. And you know I love saltwater fishing, so we're going to cover the Meet the Elites bank a little more, and then we're going to get off in some red fishing. So hang with us. We'll be back on the other side. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We've been talking with Glenn and Dodd about the Meet the Elites banquet coming up in Anderson. I want to congratulate Mike from Greenville, who won the tickets to the Southeastern Wildlife Expo. And if you didn't win the last time, I got another pair for you. So I got two more 3-day passes to the Wildlife Expo in Charleston, Valentine's Day weekend. Call in now, 877-235-9405. That's 235-9405, and I got two more tickets for you, courtesy of the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition. Mary was great to work with. She was on here last week, talked about it, was real enthusiastic, sent me these tickets in the mail, and I appreciate that. So I hope y'all will, even if you don't win tickets, you can still get them a little bit of a discount using Woods and Water as a promo code at the CWE website. Get down there. It's fun. It's crowded. Yeah, Charleston's always crowded these days, and you may have to stay out in Somerville or somewhere like that to get a good place to stay. But it is a great time. If you like ducks, you like dogs, you like art, wildlife art, a really great time to be in Charleston. And a good time of the year, too, because it's not too hot. And even if it's cold down there, it's not near as cold as it is up here, unless that wind's blowing and then it's cutting. You boys know about being out on the water.
Good place to eat, too.
It's a good place to eat. That's right. That's a good place to eat. And then especially being right downtown, you got a lot of good restaurants down there to eat at. All right, got those out of the way. Back to Meet the Elites. We're going to have some vendors. What kind of vendors are you going to have around?
DNR is going to bring a couple of their trailers.
Okay. That'd be take one, make one.
That's right.
Yep.
We got several local guys that make either jigs or spinner baits or crank baits, all kind of plastic baits.
Oh, yeah.
We got several of those lined up.
Okay.
Grady's is our title sponsor. They gonna give a kayak away.
Wow, I heard they stepped up really big when they got wind of this.
They did, man. They jumped all over this, and man, it's been great. Good relationship with them.
Yeah, they're a good outfit anyway to deal with, and they've really stepped up and done anything we need them to do.
Yep, including be a ticket outlet.
Exactly.
Which is a process all its own, you know. When you got a business with a bunch of money and you're selling tickets for a special project like this, it's a commitment all its own.
Yep, it is. It is. But you just stop in there, get your tickets. They got it on the scanner, so scan the tickets and pay, and you're right out the door.
Right out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a couple other door prizes. You got a kayak from Grady's. What else you got?
Rangers give us some gift certificates. For clothes, not boats, but for clothes.
Doggone, I was hoping that'd be boats.
That would be
one.
Great. Yeah. And Randy Hall at Blue Water LED.
Okay.
It's kind of a new up thing that everybody wants these LED lights around the deck in their boat.
And, yep.
He's going to give us one of the high-end light kits of his. And he'll be there also.
Okay.
So it's going to be really good.
Sounds like it. And then you're going to have some mini seminars. What's a mini seminar going to be? Randy Howell is going to teach a mini seminar. What's he going to teach it on? Do you know?
I have no idea. Are we going to let them just talk about whatever they want to talk about? They may talk about how to use what line or what situation or what jigs and
crankbait, spinnerbait.
You know, last year that's what he done is crankbait. So we'll let them do what they want to do, and they may want to take 5 minutes to talk about what they want to, and let, you know, 5 or 10 minutes people just ask questions.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we have in, you know, thinking, you know, they'll be there, have a little, you know, spot set up for each pro, and whether they want to just say, you know, here's the way I do jigs, or if somebody says, what do you do if the water's muddy and yada yada, you know, and kind of, I don't know, some of them may do more question and answer, you know, that type thing is kind of open-ended for the pros to do what they'd like to do.
Okay.
Very informal. So you'll be sitting right there with him.
Which is... Normally, when you see people on TV, you never think about sitting down in the same room with them and talking to them.
You can't do this in other sports.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
You can't. You're a very true point there. I hadn't thought about that one. Food. What are we going to eat?
Barbecue.
Yeah, Creekside Barbecue. Yep.
Is that the old Brushy Creek Barbecue
in
Powdersville?
No, it's not. It's in Anderson, right off Clemson Boulevard.
Okay.
It's behind the Publix.
Might have to look them up on the South Carolina Barbecue Trail.
Yeah.
Yep. It's good. They've been
there
a while.
They got some good stuff. They've been there several years, and it's you know, very good barbecue. And you know, we're going to start. The program starts at 6. Seminars are basically the guys will start doing their stuff about 6:15 or so.
Okay.
And we kind of plan on getting seated to eat about 7:15. So you're going to have about an hour or so for the seminars and for the Q&A with the pros, and sit down 7:15 or so. And, you know, everybody served the food about 7:30-ish. And while, you know, everyone's eating is when the four that are promised to speak.
Okay.
That, you know, they're going to come up for their 10 or 15 minutes and just, you know, and tell whatever it is about the trail, about whatever is on their heart. That's what they're there to, to give their little 10 or 15 minutes time. And then, you know, wrap up about 8:30, and from 8:30 to 9 be a time to, you know, to finish meeting them or autographs with them or
pictures
made with them. Whatever anybody'd like to do. So that's kind of the how the time works. So, you know, basically the door open at 6 or you know, round about, you know, maybe a few minutes before, but 6 o'clock's what we've got scheduled to start.
And,
you know, 6:15-ish or so would be when the guys will, you know, start kind of doing their, you know, their demonstration or their talks, you know, for the seminars.
All right.
We're going to have some boats. David Strickland's going to bring some boats from Strickland Marine out on 24.
Okay.
They're going to bring some of the boats. I talked to him today. He's going to bring some of the new Ranger bass boats.
All right.
Which is the hottest thing they got going right now.
Okay.
At the boat show last week, it was probably 6-1 people looking at those. I mean, that aluminum boat's awesome.
Really?
It's awesome. But it's so popular. But he's going to bring one of those and a couple of fiberglass bass boats.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what I left that up to him. So it's going to be plenty of stuff to look at during that hour. If you don't want to go to seminars or you get there a few minutes late, wait for the next seminar. It's going to be plenty of people to talk to and stuff to look at.
Very good. Sounds like a good time. I'm going to be there.
That's good.
I will promise to be there. And I've got some tickets to give away. And, in fact, if you want two tickets to the Meet the Elites banquet in Anderson on February the 16th. I got two tickets for you. These are ones that I bought from the guys because I figured I'd help out as much as I can. Call up 235-9405. That's two tickets to the Meet the Elite. That's $20 worth of tickets. And you could say you won them from when the guys were on the radio show with you. Maybe they'll autograph them at the
Yeah, it'd be worth more that way. Yeah, yeah. Really be worth more that way.
There
so that ought to help. Phone lines are open now.
There you go. Call in and you can have those tickets. And I'll have a few more of those tickets to give away next week. So if you don't win them today, you can win them next week. Two tickets, Meet the Elites, 235-9405. Sounds like a good time to really get up and close to person. I know you're going to get close to some of these guys maybe on Sunday if they don't make the 25 cut, but you're not going to be able to rub up against these guys at any of the classic events like you will be at this banquet.
Well, at the during the tournament itself, these guys, they're still, very polite, nice, and approachable, but you got to think they're on the job.
That's right.
They don't, at that point in time, they probably don't want to have to spend any more. I mean, they focus. They got things on their mind. This is before it starts. They're just getting ready, basically just getting into town.
Yep.
And, this is what they're here to do. This is the purpose of this. So, if you really want to approach them or talk to them, this is what they've set aside to do during the tournament. When you catch them going to and from places. I mean, honestly, they may have something else on their mind, not wanting them to have a conversation then.
And they're focused on $300,000 and a trophy.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, that covered. Anything else you want to say about it?
Yeah, I want to thank Stan Bagwell, too.
He's
one of our other door prizes is going to be Stan's going to give a fishing trip, guided striper trip to Lake Hartwell.
Yeah.
So that would be fun.
Yeah.
We don't have but four or five. Door prize, but they're really, really nice.
But they're big ones.
Really,
yeah, it's not like small stuff. This is, the kayak, the blue water LED lights, which are very in the fishing trip for Stan, the guided trip on Hartwell. Those are all, those are the high end stuff. It's not like we're giving away a hat.
We
just wanted to make it a few, big prizes and everybody there, has the opportunity to win something that's actually worthwhile that they would enjoy.
And meet some pros.
And meet the
eat
pros.
Some food.
That's right.
And for a good cause.
And
Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels Anderson.
Yep. Yeah, well, one thing we do want to emphasize though is, if you show up to buy a ticket at the door, since this is, for Meals on Wheels, the money's tight. We can't lose any. So we have to, that's why all the tickets are pre-sold. So make sure if you are interested that you call Grady's Great Outdoors, Anderson County Meals on Wheels, or contact, however you need to get the tickets, make sure you have a ticket in hand to come because, we wish we could do it another way, but, we couldn't afford to have a bunch of barbecue left over and cost Meals on Wheels money.
When are y'all cutting off ticket sales?
The
9th.
Thursday
beforehand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it was the Thursday beforehand. I forget that date.
I can get you a date right here. Right, so just hang on just a second. Well, I could have done it faster on my phone, I imagine. Here we go. A date. So we're going to cut off ticket sales Thursday beforehand?
Yes, sir.
Whoopsie. Can't find it. There it is. The 12th.
The 12th.
I cut it off the 12th. I knew you talked earlier about doing it the 9th.
But we did. We talked to Creekside, and they gave us a few more days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, there you have it, people. Not only do you have the classic coming to town and all that, now you can go on Monday night, give to a worthy cause, Meals on Wheels Anderson, meet guys that you normally wouldn't be able to get in the classroom with and have them teach you how to throw a crankbait or how to work a jig. These guys put a lot out there. Let's make it pay off for them. There's the music. We'll be back on the other side. Got a few more things to talk about. That'll be it for another day. So we'll see you on the other side.
Survivor.
And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I got a special caller online. I want to have him, if he can hang on for just a second. We got an absent man in the booth, and I'd like for him to come back in before we have a special caller on. I want to tell you, this week I went to a coyote seminar right over here at University Square, put on by the This was a Southern Goat Association and Department of Natural Resources talking about coyotes. You know, coyotes, we got a real problem with them. Not only affecting the whitetails, which is what we're primarily, you know, working on, but they also take a toll on the, you know, the small animal in general. Really good seminar. Going to have Jay on at a later time to talk about it. But it's something all of us hunters need to think about is just with everything else we do, with, you know, trimming shooting lanes, working on tree stands, doing food plots, I think we're going to have to come to a point where we incorporate coyote control in our whole world of deer hunting. So I'm going to be having more on that later on another show. I wanted to get that in before today was over. Got a special guest on the line with these two guys. Randy Howell, how are you doing?
Man, what's happening, guys?
Not much.
Got old Glenn in the house today?
I got Glenn. I actually saw his eyebrows go up when I said your name.
We surprised you, didn't we, Glenn?
Yes, sir, you sure did. I didn't expect you to call in.
I kind of did that behind your back. Hope you don't mind.
You're making me nervous, Randy. I didn't think anybody was listening.
Oh, man, everybody's listening, man. Everybody all over the country's listening. You know that. Everybody. We ain't going to have room to hold all the people to come into that.
Well, we hope.
Well, if you're out there listening, you don't know what the name Randy Howell. Randy Howell is the 2014 Bassmaster Classic champion. And Randy, you've really gotten behind and in the same groove with these guys here. You're going to be at this Meet the Elite banquet. And personally, I want to thank you for doing what you're doing.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's great to have the opportunity. I'm excited about, you know, not only coming to South Carolina, Georgia area for Lake Hartwell for the Classic to try to get the trophy again, but also just the opportunity to, you know, work an event like this with good guys like Glenn and Chris Wells, our Bassmaster chaplain, and they're all working so hard to put this event together. So, you know, we can reach out to the community, meet a lot of folks, and have a little one-on-one time with everybody, and you know, share our stories about what makes us tick and how we do what we do out there on tour and our faith. And, you know, that's what it's all about, and what we do it for is a platform. So I hope we get a lot of folks to come out. That night it's going to be a special kind of a kickoff week for the Bassmaster Classic. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be good. What do you think about coming to Hartwell when there's a lot of water in the place?
Well, I don't know. You think there's going to be a lot of water in the place?
Well, I talked to him the other day. It's only down about 6 feet. I think in 2008 it was down, what, 22?
Probably about 17.
Yeah, 17, yeah. 18 feet,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, good thing about it, I've never seen it when it was that low, so I don't know any different. When I was there in the end of December, that 08 tournament, the Classic, that's the year I missed the Classic. So
okay.
I worked the show that week and didn't get fish, unfortunately, which is a bad place to be. But I know coming there at the end of December, you know, Glenn Finley there, Glenn helped me a little bit and gave me a little information about the lake, kind of helped me know, you know, what to look for and what the lake's going to be setting up like, hopefully. And the water was, I think it was, what was it, 6 to 8 feet low when we were there in the end of December, I think.
That's about right. That's about right.
So I don't think it's changed a whole lot. I try to watch it and keep up with it every day and the weather and all that. And I live here around Birmingham, Alabama, and it's surprising that the weather every day I look at it at Hartwell there and here, it stays a couple degrees warmer on average there than it does here. And so I'm, you know, I think we could have an early, you know, an early little spring, you know, little spring fling if we could get a warm week that week, and I'm really hoping that the lake sets up good. And I think it's a very healthy lake, full of spotted bass and largemouth, and it could be one on one end or the other. You know, I think it's going to be a good tournament for everybody.
Yeah, we get that little, the mountain effect. We get, you get some cold air riding down from the north, and it rolls up the mountains and over the mountains, and a little warm air gets trapped up against them, and that's over Lake Hartwell. So you could have a little bit warmer air over the lake than anywhere else. That's true.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think if we could get a little rain, a little inflow of water coming into creeks and stuff, you know, during that week prior, not real cold rain, you know, kind of like what happened to Gunnersville last year. We had a good warm rain for 2 or 3 inches the night before the event started, and it kind of shook up everybody's game plan, but I didn't really have a good game plan going yet, so I was able to develop mine. I was able to develop mine on the fly, which ended up working out fast. So maybe something like that will happen again. You know, I'm still believing God for another miracle like He gave me last year. I'd love to win again and represent, you know, a whole another year with the title and for the sport and all the great opportunities it provides. So I'm really excited about it.
We're excited to have you here. Looking forward to meeting you. Anything you want to say to these two guys while you're on the air?
I'm just going to say I appreciate them. They're doing a great job putting it all together good. I'm hearing a lot of buzz, a lot of talk about it. So I'm excited about getting down there, and we'll get those three practice days knocked out that weekend, and then we'll be ready to come over there and talk it up to everybody. So everybody spread the word, and y'all come out, bring your kids, bring your families, anybody you want to bring. We'll have a good time that night, take a lot of pictures.
We'll do that. Randy, I appreciate you calling in. I know these guys are kind of surprised, and appreciate you calling in, too.
Yep. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate you helping us.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank y'all. We'll be in touch, then. See y'all later. God bless.
God bless you, too. We'll see you soon. Yeah, I thought that might be a nice little thing to throw at you.
That was neat.
I did that on the backside.
That was a good surprise.
Yeah. And these guys are just that. They're just that nice of guys. I mean, that's what I'm impressed with, the ones that I've met. And, of course, we hadn't met them all, but we've met quite a few of them over the years. And most of them are just so approachable, so, genuine. And, I like to say they're just like us. He's from Birmingham, Alabama. There's really not a whole lot of difference between people from Birmingham and us.
Not
that's
much.
Right.
A couple of state lines.
That's it.
Well, a couple of state lines.
What's amazing, Roger, these guys aren't charging us a penny.
Yeah.
They come in and spending their time with us and going to speak and not charging us a dime. Well, and I don't know I don't know other sports you could do that.
No. And my whole thing with Randy, I just, I said, hey, look, appreciate doing the ad. I know you're busy. I didn't say anything to Glenn. Figure we surprise him if you got time. He goes, hey, I'll be working. Let me check my schedule. And I sent him a text right before the show and said, we had to get together on the Central Standard Time and the Eastern Standard Time.
That's right.
That was the only hiccup in our whole thing. And I just sent him a message. I said, look, if you can call in, fine. If not, don't worry. He said, I'll do it. I'll get free at 2:45. And that threw me. I was like, 2:45? No, wait a minute. It's already past 2:45, but it's his time.
Yeah.
And that's just how easy these guys are to work with. And I've enjoyed what little bit of contact I've had with Randy. Look forward to meeting him. Appreciate him calling in and giving this a little bump, too.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I want to thank Chris Wales, during the middle of the summer. Alton Jones, he said, why don't you call Chris, and just in case something happens, and it did.
Yeah.
And he'll help you organize some of these guys, and Chris has been a huge
help. He's worked hard. He really has. Chris is super.
Now, Chris is the Bassmaster's chaplain.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Yep.
He travels with them. He's there for them.
You don't think about it. And you guys being on the road with the Redfish thing, you know how it is being away from family. And these guys are under pressure, making money and all. It's got to be tough on them. And having somebody like Chris, Chris is right here in upstate.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
To have him there as the chaplain, I know he wanted to be evangelist and all, and I think he's got his calling now.
Well, that's what he's doing.
That's what he is. Yeah, and he's doing a fine job. He does all these wild game supper. He does all that's his ministry. He puts these things on, and the beast feast they call them some places. He has a passion for it. He's got energy, and he's very impressive. Whatever we've needed him to do to help, he's done it and volunteered to do more. So we appreciate him putting his time in it.
Yeah, he's done hundreds of the wild game banquets.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yes.
I mean, he's the guy to call.
Yeah.
If you want to have one at your church or something, community.
And he's
Chris
all for
doing
guy.
It. He's the guy.
Well, good. Well, you got the story right here, and we're running out of time. We really didn't get to talk about the red fishing. But
well, that's the fun stuff.
That's the fun stuff.
We wanted to get to the fun part.
Yeah.
It showed you just how fast time goes.
It goes.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, you want it? You got a boat for sale.
Yeah, we have we won a boat last year out of the Charleston tournament, the IFA Charleston tournament we fished, and we won a little Ranger center console aluminum boat.
Yeah,
We got it sitting right now. It's actually I think it's Strickland Marine. He's got it on his floor for us. So
okay.
We sure would love to sell that to somebody that's interested. So
now here's an interesting question: somebody wants to know why the Classic is always in the winter.
It used to not be. It was in the fall.
We'll see the
late
is,
summer. Late summer.
Yeah, see, the cup was in August, and it was absolutely miserable.
Right.
I don't know that 30s and raining be any nicer.
I don't know if they've done it on purpose or not, but they've they kind of do it the way I guess NASCAR does with the Daytona 500. This is the opening event, is the big event of their season, and it's kind of opposite of everything
they have.
Else.
The Classic is their opener.
That's right, and it's almost like golf with the Masters. It's in the first part of the season. I don't really know what their idea of thinking is on that, whether it's just to get the excitement started and then let it go through the whole year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but that's kind of been the way they've done it. And, it's, I agree, it's a cold time to fish, but guys that can fish, they don't care if it's hot or cold.
No, I mean, it's all fair.
It's all the same.
Sequel.
Yeah.
My granddaddy used to tell me the fish are wet. What are you worried about?
That's right.
So cold, wet, rain and snow, whatever. The fish don't care. They're always wet.
And if they're good, they know how to catch them.
Yeah, and these guys are good.
But if you're confident in your game, you want it to be real tough.
Yep.
When you travel. You don't want it to be easy, because if they biting good and it's easy, everybody's catching fish.
That's true. And granted, you used to always say you can't make a fish bite.
Cannot make one bite.
Yep.
I have tried my hardest. I have seen them. You know, the shallow water. Those redfish out there, and there's 100 of them. And okay, somebody in there's got to be hungry.
We call them refusals.
Refusals.
Yeah, we get a lot of them.
So your season starts when? April?
April. We start our first.
Tampa in April. And back to
South Carolina in May.
Yeah, May.
And then
home of Louisiana in June.
Yes, and then
back to South Carolina in August.
And then probably September.
End of October or so
October
in Louisiana.
Louisiana for the championship.
So we get to put a lot of miles.
We put a lot of travel.
Not only the road. I read something the other day, doing a little background checking on you, a little Google stalking or whatever. Y'all are running 60, 70 miles?
No,
sometimes twice that.
Yeah.
One way.
We've went as far as 128 miles one way to fish our spot and then got that same trip back.
Good gracious.
And that's in Louisiana, and there's not a smooth spot there.
No. You just hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. You're running into foot.
Yeah.
Or sometimes less water. You cannot stop.
Someplace you cannot stop. Yep. Well, I have to get you guys back on to give me an update here later on.
Okay.
Sure.
We're almost out of town. I gotta wrap this thing up. Chuck Norris ordered a Big Mac and a dollar tee from Burger King and got it. I've had a thought this week. Wouldn't it be something if the two biggest bass tournaments, the Cup and the Classic, both held on South Carolina lakes within 7 months of each other, were won by South Carolina pros? That'd be really cool. Well, next week we're going to start a segment with one of those guys called Defending the Cup with Anthony Gagliardi. Nobody's won the Cup twice. Anthony's now part of the conversation of who will be the first repeat. So we're going to have him on the show every month, starting next week through September. And if it works out, we might just make it a permanent segment. I want him to tell you what it's like being a champion, what it's like been since August, and what he thinks this year is going to be like. Geddes Brandon's going to be in the studio with me next week. Geddes with the Anglers of USC. Got a lot going on. You know, besides college bass fishing, repping companies like Shane's Bait, Greenfish, all the way to Collegiate Bass Fishing Championships coming to Lake Murray in April. Got a lot going on. Going to be a fun time next week. Hope you'll join in. Don't forget to get your tickets to the Meet the Elites for February the 9th. There's James in the background. That's all for Woods and Water for another Saturday. Put the Classic on your calendar. Take the back roads when you can. Don't forget the camera. I'll talk to you next week. In my mind.